Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'm on the farm this week, hoping to wrap up soybean planting. It was Donald Trump last week. This week, first, let me give you my take on the bathroom bill brawl. Why won't the federal government back off? Let the states and cities and school districts, local citizens, deal with it. The federal government just wants to run everything. And my solution, allow the male and female individuals use a bathroom that matches their gender on their birth certificate. That's what we've always done. And for the transgender individuals, just put a porta potty outside for them. I'm sure you can understand a young girl not wanting to have someone that looks like a guy in her bathroom or maybe in her shower after gym class. Okay, enough on that subject. Today's subject is government dominance and ownership versus personal property in a market economy. Just look at some nations that have not progressed but need a life preserver to survive. Look at Cuba. I was there 1 year ago. I was there 10 years ago, 90 miles from our shore, but they are poor. 50 years ago, the government stole all the land and took control of everything. Unless they allow a market economy to evolve, don't expect a quick turnaround. And let's go south, a little further to Venezuela. I was there when I was Secretary of Agriculture. That nation at that time was one of the most prosperous in South America. And then along came Hugo Chavez with his ultimate plan of 21st century socialism. Redistribution of wealth. The government took the wealth, shared some of it, but wasted most of it. And with the collapse of oil prices, 30% of the people there work for the government. They don't have the money to keep the electricity on to milk the cows. Farmers can't get seeds to plant. They have 720% inflation. Okay, Africa now. I have a friend that worked for me at the Department of Agriculture. His family came from Zimbabwe in East Africa. Dictator Mugabe stole a family farm. When the farms were in private hands, Zimbabwe was an exporter of ag products. Today they are beggars. I don't need to say much about North Korea. Total government control and total failure. The point that I am making is that government control, government ownership, ignoring free markets will guarantee failure. We don't want to go down that road. Until next week. I'm John Block from Washington.